hello to everybody who's listening. This is the Bylaws Working Group meeting of the Pacifica National Board Governance Committee. My name is R. Paul Martin. I am convening the meeting. Here tonight are members of the Governance Committee, Nia Bediako and Aki Tanaka, and we should be joined by some other members further on down the line. Aki, would you please go over again, because we started talking a little bit before we went on. Aki, would you go over again what you suggested about community advisory boards to committees to boards?
Sure. In the one of the functions of the LSB is to make sure that there is a community advisory committee. But then the stipulation of the CPB is also that there should be a community advisory board. And my suggestion is to change the bylaws so that community advisory committee would be changed to board, so that at least wording would be aligned with, you know, what is in the CPB mandate, because those two things are basically doing the same thing. So that's my, you know, on the proposal.
Well, why don't we make that. Does anybody disagree with that? Should we bring this to the committee on Thursday? Okay, I don't hear any disagreement.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Are we allowed to do that as a working group, as a committee? Shouldn't that be done by the PND?
No, We're suggesting to the PND, right? We're a committee of the PND.
No, we're suggesting to the governance committee.
Right, okay. So then we'll go from governance committee to the whatever. Yeah, that's fine. It's just a step. Which is fine.
Okay. Nia, did you have something you wanted to bring in here just now?
That should be a policy decision to do that, not the bylaws.
We're in the bylaws.
You have to change the bylaws.
You do it as a policy decision.
No.
Well, anyway, it's just an idea to posit, so we can, you know, we can investigate it further.
Who just
Hello?
Joined?
Phoebe from KPFA here.
Hello.
Hey, Phoebe, this is Aki. How are you?
Good.
And this is R. Paul Martin, and we have also Nia Bediako on, and we are streaming.
All right, good. Sorry I'm late.
Oh, that's okay.
I guess we don't have to have quorum for task force meetings.
Well, it's a working group, but yeah, we don't. There's not really a quorum because it's not totally... you know, not totally a membership. It's whoever wants to be on it. And we've just been, Aki has just suggested that in Article 7, Section 3K of the bylaws, where it talks about, I'll read it. It says, one of the duties of the LSBs is to perform community needs assessments or see to it that separate, quote, community advisory committees, unquote, are formed to do so. And, He brought up that, you know, this is sort of what the community advisory boards that we're supposed to have are supposed to do. And when he brought it up, I realized I've been thinking that this just referred to the community advisory boards for all these years. And so we were discussing the idea that, you know, let's change committees to boards in that, so that it's all, you know, everybody says the same thing.
Hmm.
So, and there hasn't been an objection to that, I think.
Paul, I'm sorry, this is Nia.
Yeah.
We could just have a policy defining what they mean.
Well, I suppose we could do
just
that.
A definition.
But
yeah.
We could also just, you know, I don't know, I think it sounds like an idea, Aki's idea is good to me, because I've been assuming all these years that... This was what we were doing,
right.
Because
mm-hmm.
the LSB forms the CAB.
Right.
And if it doesn't say that we should do that anywhere else in there, then
legal.
Then obviously Article 7, Section 3K is what we're, and that's the only place I'm up online looking at the Pacifica bylaws and community advisory. That phrase only occurs in that one section. So I'm now even more under the impression that this was this refers to the CABs.
Okay.
Paul?
Yeah.
This is Dan. If remember, in order to change the bylaws, that in itself is an elongated process, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So why go through that? Why not just have a policy definition for the terms? That takes
right.
a much shorter time rather than going through all the... That will never get done.
Yeah, this doesn't sound like it requires a bylaws change.
Yeah, it's just a definition.
Right.
A policy definition. It's simple, it's quick, and it can be done. But
yes, I agree with you. I think that that's a better way to do it. Mm-hmm.
Huh?
I agree with that.
Well, you know.
PNB can make a policy decision. You know, they can vote on whatever. They say they can say this means that, and they don't have to change the vote.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Everyone's
has anybody identified bylaws that do need to be changed?
Oh, yes. I'm sure there are quite a bit of the, but could we just settle this? I mean, it seems like three of us agree that just a policy definition is needed on this and not bylaws change.
Yeah,
and then we go on to the next item?
Yes.
Okay? Okay.
Does anyone object to that?
Well, it might be. I thought the original idea of changing it into bylaws might be a good idea, but, you know, three to one, that's life.
I mean, we can think about that more, but we don't have to resolve it today for sure, but anyway, it's an idea that's positive, so we can pursue it. I'll follow up on it and talk to a couple more people.
Okay. Phoebe, one of the things we talked about a little bit before you got here was that, I think it was 2 years ago now, someone had compiled a list of all the little errors in the bylaws, and it was non-controversial stuff like words being repeated, you know, punctuation screwed up, small things that had that were in there that, you know, wouldn't be controversial as far as anybody could tell. And unfortunately, my computer is dead, and so I can't access things, and so I can't bring that up. I don't know if we ever actually got that document, but it exists somewhere. And since the bylaws haven't been cleaned up in that way, it would still be a relevant document. So that's one thing we had talked about beforehand. But if other folks have large, substantial proposals they'd like to make, I guess now is probably the time to weigh in with that.
Oh, Paul, this is Nia.
Yep.
Okay. I found the motion from the PND meeting, which I can forward to you. Oh, this was posted to the PND. I guess I could cut and paste it. I would send the whole thing. And it says, with a view to amending the Pacifica bylaws, establish a task force with representation from LSBs and committee members and the public in all signal areas, legal counsel, the executive director, representatives of national office, and the Pacifica National Board to review the Pacifica bylaws and to make recommendations for bylaws amendments. So that's what we are charged.
Oh, amendments. Okay.
Sorry? And I'm sorry? Further, you want to say something, Phoebe?
No.
Okay. Further, the task force should recommend whether implementation of the process already in place to revise the bylaws is sufficient or whether a national bylaws convention, local bylaws convention, and or other mechanisms are needed. Such a process should include reviewing and updating decisions and procedures already established by an earlier committee of the Pacifica National Board for a process to amend the bylaws. The bylaws amendment process should be completed by December 2009. So I'm going to cut and paste that and send it out, okay?
Oh, so we've got plenty of time.
No, we don't. It's going to go by so quickly because we have to go through the bylaws. It says that the bylaws amendment process should be completed.
Uh-huh.
So we need to start now. So let me just cut and paste this and send this out to you guys.
It sounds to me like that's sort of... Okay. We had, for a little bit of history, we had talked about, this is now, oh God, like 2 or 3 years ago now, this working group and the governance committee had talked about a bylaws convention, and we got into looking at it a bit, and after a short while realized it is a huge proposition, and it needs, if that's going to happen, it's going to need like a year of lead time to prepare for it, because we tried maybe doing it with 6 months, and we realized it wasn't gonna work with 6 months lead time. So if there is going to be something like that, we need to keep in mind that it's going to be an enormous amount of work, and working out how it would happen is not going to be trivial either, and it's going to take a lot of time. Have you sent this to the governance committee just now?
I'm coming. I have to cut and paste because there's some confidential stuff in there. So I'm trying to be extremely careful. I don't want to be, you know, I'm sure it's a bylaws thing about confidentiality. So I'm trying to be particularly careful. Give me a few seconds.
Is there anyone on this conference call who believes that we need to have a bylaws convention?
I'm sorry. I believe we should, but I don't think we can afford it. Not in this environment. You know what I mean? It's going to be...
It just seems to me impractical. I don't see why we wouldn't come up with recommended bylaw revisions and propose them to the various LSBs. I mean, there's already a process for changing the bylaws, so I don't know why we would have a convention.
Our Paul?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, you know, a lot of people are doing things by video conference to, you know, to Phoebe's point. We could do something like that, but we certainly cannot afford a bylaws convention. And we just have to think creatively how we're going to involve everybody in this process. The public, the LSBs, you know, that's what... You know, that's why I said earlier we should be working our process. How are we going to accomplish these things?
So whatever we vote, whatever we recommend then gets voted by the governance committee and then sent on to the PMD, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then 3 out of 5 LSBs would have to approve of a bylaws change, is that it?
Well, the PNB votes on it, depending on what the bylaws change is. The PNB votes on it, and if it passes there, it goes to the LSBs. Then 3 of the 5 LSBs have to approve it also. Now,
okay.
In some cases, you run into a particular article in the bylaws that requires the membership at large of the Pacifica Foundation to also approve it. In other words, there's an election, basically, that goes to the members. And I can probably find the exact wording, but basically if it affects term limits or if it affects the rights or voting ability of the membership or stuff like that, you have to send it out to the entire membership. And if you want, I can see if I can find it here.
And it's sort of like a proposition that they'll vote on. They have the next election kind of a thing. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. And I'm operating on someone else's computer with a left-handed mouse and a and a bunch of software I'm not used to. Okay, it's Article 17. And okay, the members, which means all of Pacifica, everybody who gets to vote in Pacifica, which is tens of thousands of people, shall vote on any proposed amendment approved by the board and the delegates, even if said amendment was not proposed by member petition, if said amendment would do any of the following. 1. Increase or extend the terms of directors or delegates. 2. Increase the quorum for members' meetings or members' actions. 3. Change proxy rights. 4. Authorize cumulative voting or a change in the voting method or manner of counting ballots. Or 5. Materially and adversely affect a member's rights as to voting or transfer. In the event that a proposed amendment would do any of the above-mentioned things, it shall not be adopted unless also approved by the members, provided, however, that such adoption, amendment, or repeal also requires approval by the members of a class if such action would materially and adversely affect the rights of that class as to voting or transfer in a manner different than such action affects another class. Speaking of grammatical problems, So that's Article 17, and Article 17, Section 1B, and then it goes on. B 3. That's Article 17, Section 1B 3. Wow, yeah. The ever popular article. Well, anyway. So if you do anything that affects any of that, it actually has to go to the members. And I think when I started on this, we were answering how this all would work.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I guess that answers the question?
Yeah. Good.
All right. Nia, have you sent the thing out yet?
Yeah, I'm coming. I'm having
okay.
a little problem. Just be patient. Are you sure you want it? I forgot the subject line. Oh, God. One second. But I put a motion by PNB, right? Sorry, boring with my slow typing. It says motion by PNB read bylaws convention, okay? There it is. And hopefully I didn't send anything I'm not supposed to have sent. So while we're waiting, let me just open it back up here. So, did you guys get it yet?
It's on the website.
Oh, you found it on the website?
Yeah, that's all I can access at this point is the website.
You want me to send it to your regular email, Paul?
Well, if you sent it. You sent it to the Governance Committee mailing list, so that'll be in
yeah.
my email.
I got it.
I can't access my email, so this is...
You can't,
so
you said?
No, not at this point. My computer's
okay.
dead.
Okay. So we'll read... We'll read for you. You said you got... Phoebe, you said you got it?
Yes.
Okay. Let me just scroll up and down. I'm trying to. Okay. So let's see now. I think what we should try to figure out is how are we going to populate this thing? Am I talking too much? You guys want to read while I stop talking?
I'm reading.
So we got a year and a half.
Yeah. Hi, Arpal.
Yeah.
For the people that are on the stream, I'm going to read again. Okay.
Go ahead.
Establish a task force with representation from LSBs and committee members and the public in all signal areas, legal counsel, the ED, representatives of national staff, and the Pacifica National Board to review the Pacifica bylaws and to make recommendations for bylaws amendments. So how are we going to establish this task force? What we need proportional representation from the respective local station boards. That's one suggestion that I have. But I don't want to, you know, cause the meeting.
Right. Yeah.
Is this the motion that...
I think we should keep it...
Excuse me?
I think we should keep it simple. Since the PMB motion that passed doesn't specify that we need proportional representation from the LSBs, I suggest we forge ahead. We have a task force by volunteers who came forward from various LSBs, and so let's just get to work.
Right. Weird, huh?
But Phoebe,
yes.
I agree with you if we were in a perfect world, but I think that's going to be skewed to one side or the other, and we'll be accused of, you know, leaving it like that so we could be skewed. I think we need to say, I'm just throwing this out hypothetically, if there are 7 members, 9 members, you know, 11 members, and then we know, you know what I'm saying? I think if we just leave it to volunteers, then it's going to be skewed. So make our lives simple. You know what I mean?
Well, we're only advisory. I mean, we only come up with suggestions that then go through a whole process. And I don't know if we have a process at this point of closing our task force. If somebody else wants to join on, I guess we should decide at what point. Do we have representation from each of the LSBs on our task force?
On this working group?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, I think we do need somebody from each of the LSBs.
We got 2 WBAIs and 2 KPFAs.
We'll see.
Actually, there may be 3 WBAIs in another 20 minutes.
Right, but I think this is going to be such an elongated process. We need people that are going to be committed, and we need to have, that's my opinion now, a specific number of people populating this thing. It's just to have volunteers who will just drop in and out. I don't think I'm quite comfortable with that.
Okay. How about 2 representatives from each LSB?
Well, definitely at least one.
Okay. So that would give us 10, Phoebe. I could go along with that.
Uh-huh.
And what about the, they didn't mention the affiliates in this thing. Oh, okay. Well,
is this the motion that Sarv sent us in, I think it was January, February? I think this is looking familiar here. So I think Sarv sent us.
Well, it's from the PNB, yeah, so it probably is. But how about Phoebe's suggestion? I can go along with that, so we'll have 10 people and the public in all signal areas. How do we get the public back? We have the LSB members, so that's 10. Are you keeping track of this, Paul?
Keeping track of which? What people are saying?
People
a bit, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
As best I'm able to with the software in front of me.
Okay. You want to do a hard copy? It's streamed anyway.
A hard copy right now because we're just talking about it.
But we have to come to some agreement. Are we agreeing that two from each LSBs? We can't just, you know.
Well, I think we have to put this thing together, you know. I mean, we're batting stuff around right now, so I don't think we need to write in stone two from each LSB yet, because we may talk about this
suggestions
later.
Though.
We prefer to make it some other number from each LSB. I don't know. So, yeah, right now I have written down that suggestion of one, two from each LSB. And as for the... I don't know if this motion is... this doesn't sound like a great motion. I mean, talking about... The public in all signal areas. I mean, does the public in all signal areas really care about the arcane stuff in the Pacifica bylaws? I'm not sure about that.
Well, I don't think most of the public does, but because the PMB passed this motion, our mandate is to give the public an opportunity to weigh in. And I think the simplest way to do that would be for this task force to recommend that each LSB post a notice on their website and also have a few on-air announcements saying that if there are members of the public who wish to weigh in on the Pacifica bylaws, that bylaw amendments are being considered, and if they want to go on the website and read the bylaws and weigh in on what they think would be good changes, or if they don't want changes, then they can use the feedback form for on the website and as the subject put bylaws task force, and then we would have that forwarded to us so that and print out so we would have or just keep track of so we would have input so the public would have a way of giving us their ideas.
I like that, Phoebe. That's really good.
So you're suggesting that the public part of this be purely online?
Yes.
Or they could call the feedback line. I don't know about the other stations, but KPFA, people can give feedback either by phone or on the website. So they could also phone the feedback line. And say that this is for the bylaw, the Pacifica Bylaws Task Force, and then that information would need to be forwarded to us.
Those are great ideas. I like that.
Now, at KPFA, they have somebody who listens to all of the phone feedback, types it up, and sorts it. And so it wouldn't be a problem for them to... Have a manila envelope where they put any feedback from the public that comes about bylaws for us. But I don't know if the other stations have that in place, the collecting of feedback.
We have that at BAI.
They can check and make sure that it, I mean, I'm sure it's pretty, you know, I mean, they can go and implement it if they don't have it, so we can definitely contact the other stations too. That. You should have a uniformity. If something is working well for one station, then, you know, all the other stations should just copy, you know, what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right.
Okay, so get the process going anyway.
I didn't hear you, Aki.
No, I think that this is fine. That, you know, at least the process, I had to really digest this particular thing, not today, but I need to sort of digest it more. But, yeah, at least we're getting the ship moving, so.
In terms of the national staff, representative national staff, we could... how about if we had the same two people? Let the operations collective have some kind of election or whatever they want to do. and maybe send two people from there also to be consistent with Phoebe's suggestion of two LSB members? Hello?
Well, they're in Berkeley, so it would be easy for Phoebe and I to get all of them, I guess.
Now it says representatives of the national staff and the PNB. So the PNB needs to add people onto this. So we would have 10 people from, two each from each of the five LSBs, two national offices, national staff people, the legal counsel, the executive director. That's 14. And the public will phone it in, basically, and then
or via the website.
And some number from the PNB. Now that's going to mean at least one PNB member from each station. So that's five. So we're talking about a task force of 19 people.
That's very unwieldy. We'll never get anything done.
Right. Well, we just had to make sure that we had to set the number of quorum at some number so that we have a reasonable.
I have to say, this isn't a great looking motion from the PNB here. It's setting up something huge, and
that's why I said I need to digest this before commenting further. I just saw it now, so.
Well, I wonder if we could get a more workable number on the task force by, as someone else said, having overlap. That now I don't think either Aki or I is on the PMB, but if there are some of the committee members from LSBs who are also serving on the PMB. Maybe we wouldn't need additional PMB members.
Right.
And the reason for that is not only because it's just unwieldy to work with a large committee and try to reach agreement. I mean, on our own LSB, I see that by the time half the people give their 2 cents worth on any given issue, then an hour's gone by, and it's just you go round and round and don't get much done. But it's also that I think the PMB members have other work to do, and I mean, because this is going to come, whatever we recommend is going to come before the PMB anyway, and we could take input from any PMB member and consider that in our recommendations. I don't know that it's necessary to have five additional members from the PMB. Serving on the task force?
Well, I mean, personally, I think what's going to happen with situations like this is that two or three people who are really, you know, interested or dedicated are probably going to work out most of the, you know, proposals or working thing, and then they'll probably consult with the larger umbrella, you know, trying to get their feedback and so that you can present it to the whole group down the line, but you're not going to have this unwieldy group of people working on something. It's only going to be a few people who are really interested in, you know, putting the time in.
This is Nia.
Yes, Nia.
I just added up the numbers. We would be up to about 18. I'll be willing to say maybe we'd say one national staff, right? So the five LSBs, that's 10. The one national staff, 11, legal counsel, 12, the executive director, 13, and it's 13. So it's not that much, it's not that much larger than a regular committee, and then we'll be throwing the PNB members. We might be up to about 15 to 18. So it's not that much, because a regular committee, remember, was supposed to have 15 members. So it's not
really?
That, Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because it's on the committees, it's three members from each signal area. There are five signal areas, so that's 15. So it's not that much different.
For PMB committees?
Yeah.
I think 18 is not that much better than 19 here.
Where do you want to add another one, Arfal?
I didn't want to add them.
Well, as Phoebe says, I don't want to be an 18-person conference call.
And the regular PMB committees have 15 members.
Yeah.
And they operate by conference call?
Yeah.
Yeah, just like the governance committee.
Yeah. And also remember the Pacifica National Board, there are 22 of us? And that's by conference call.
See how well that works.
And that works?
Yeah, it works.
Well, I said, and we see how well that works. We may take that any way one.
Yeah. But, you know, it's depending on who the chair is, the manager of the meeting, you know, it's like everything else. Believe me, I have been on places where there are five people and it's a little more manageable. So it could work both ways. But that, at least for me, I guess because I'm accustomed to it, it doesn't really bother me that much. Like I said, the chair or whosoever the convener just has to manage the meeting tightly. But it can work.
Well, so I think what's happening here from this motion, I think what's happening is that we'll be recommending basically something that will replace the bylaws working group, which in and of itself is, you know, not a bad thing. Don't care, but we should understand that that's what our job is, I guess, is to replace ourselves with the, what is it called, a task force
here. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Excellent point, Arpal. Excellent. So that's why the larger number will be fine. And no one has mentioned it, but just in case you might be thinking about it, remember that we could always do a special rule of order to set the quorum at a low number. It doesn't have to be the half plus one. So we could still get our business done. Like I said, I'm just accustomed to it. So it's not, you know, it's not that bad.
It's going to be some task force.
It'll be fine, Arpal. You've been on a lot of committees.
Well, anyway, yeah. Our job isn't to second guess. Our job is to implement what the PMB
right.
passed.
Right.
But, you know, yeah, I think that's the answer. Have a low quorum. And as far as legal counsel and the ED, I mean, they're not going to want to waste their time on long conference calls. So they can just weigh in.
Yeah, we'll just update them and they can comment, but they don't have to be...
Yeah, we're not going to expect them to listen in on these calls.
No.
But they can be, minutes can be sent to them with a request for their comments, and then their comments reported at the next meeting.
That's the efficient way to do it.
Then probably at the end, when we're ready to actually make a proposal and vote on it, then maybe they would be at that meeting.
Right. No,
Arpal,
fine.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I think we should work on having something come out of this meeting tonight. Because remember, we're meeting on, is it Thursday? I'm on,
yes.
I have a meeting again tomorrow. So we need to come out of tonight's meeting with something saying exactly what we just went through to take to the governance committee meeting on Thursday. So you want to start wording it? Hello?
Yes, I'm looking and reading here. All right, well, going over it fast, what we've talked about is having two people from each LSB, one person from the national office, one national staff person, And what are people thinking again about the PNB, the need to have PNB people on this?
Well, why don't we just have one person from each LSB if we're also going to have five PNB members?
Then you lose your proportional representation. I had said one PNB from each signal area.
Okay.
So the two LSB members would be the proportional representation, right? One-on-one, and then one PNB member from each signal area.
So that
and
means... So that means three people from each...
Right.
It might work out that way.
Yeah, I'm just thinking it makes it so big, but... If the rest of you don't think the large size of the task force is a problem, then I'll go along with it.
No, we'll put positive feelings in the universe. That we'll just stay on task. Like I said, the person managing the meeting, that person will that would be his or her responsibility.
May I ask Aki and Ron Paul, how do you feel?
Actually, I'm R. Paul.
I don't want to fix the number right now. I think like even putting it flexible, like two or three, is fine with me instead of having a hard number right now.
Well, okay. And I think it's a pretty unwieldy committee, but if we, but it's what the PNB. It's certainly in line with what the PNB motion says, and you can't you have to have all this. It requires representation from the LSBs.
But it it could be one person
members.
From
what
each LSB.
What does that mean? Does that mean members of the various committees of the PNB?
What did you say, R. Paul?
The motion says it'll be a task force with representation from LSBs and committee members. Now, does that mean members of all the PNB committees? Or does that mean, like, the local station board committees? I mean, the phrase committee members in there, what does that mean?
Well, I mean... I think the general gist of what they're trying to do is they want to get a representation from as many areas as possible, right? So as long as we stick to the spirit of the letter instead of trying to really get into the parsing of language and trying to interpret it, I think our aim should be just to guarantee that definitely the five stations all have equal representation. And then work out these, whether it's committee or PNB, in light of the fact that as long as you're getting a very good cross representation, that's what we're aiming for.
And also, remember, when we make this recommendation to the PNB, they could vote it up or down, they could amend it, they could do. Whatever they want with it.
Yes, they can.
But I think that if we have the proportional representation of two from each LSB and on the PNB, the Pacifica National Board, one from each signal area, I think we should be good. But we got to have something to give to the government.
I just noticed the plural representatives of national staff and the PNB. Okay. Oh yeah. All right.
Okay.
Hold on here. Let me see if I can organize this a little better. We need to make a little chart here. I'm going to make a little chart on this software, and I must say, using a left-handed person's computer is really, really a struggle here.
Those guys from PNB didn't write this looking very carefully at all the ramifications, Didn't think through everything.
That could be true. in here we don't have the affiliates, so we might want to say at least one affiliate.
Well, let me read what we have here as what this motion says. What we need, that's 1, 2. It has six constituencies for this task force: the LSBs, committee members, the public in all signal areas, legal counsel in the ED, representatives of national staff, and the PNB. Now, the public in all signal areas, we figure we can, solicit emails and telephone calls. Okay, that leaves LSBs, committee members, legal counsel, and ED takes care of itself. It's self-explanatory. So LSB's committee members, representatives of national staff, and the PNB. Those four are what we have to come up with numbers for, I guess. Anybody have... okay. Maybe we should talk here. LSBs, one each or two each?
We said two each for proportional representation earlier.
Well, we've also said one each, so I want to nail this. Let's nail this down at this point. What if we folks want one or two?
Well, how about one or two?
I said two or three. I preferred one because I just think it's too large a committee, but...
But according to bylaws, we need proportional representation. So that dictates it has to be at least two.
Where does it say that?
I can't give you the verse, but that's the way Pacifica is. It's on proportional representation. Even on the committees that we choose, to go to the PNB, that's based on proportional representation.
All right,
so are people saying two, or is there an objection to two? I'm not hearing an objection to
two. All right, let's go to two.
Two, okay. LSB's two. Public we're taking care of. Legal counsel and ED are taken care of. Representatives of national staff. It is a plural. So I guess one or two. Is that going to be another two?
Actually, it says representatives of national staff and the PMB. So the plural doesn't necessarily refer to national staff.
Oh, okay. So you're interpreting that as...
Yeah, let's do that. Sounds good.
As one thing now. Let me take a look at...
So how about if we give the national staff... I had said two earlier to be consistent with CB's idea of the two LSBs. Or go give them the option to pick one or two.
The national staff and the PNB are different beasts.
But the word representatives, that's the word that's covering national staff and PNB from my reading of it.
Well, you know what? I have to wonder here if somebody left a comma out from national staff and if the PNB meant, because I don't see how you mix national staff and PNB. Unless you're going to say, well, okay, then we'll have two national staff and five PNB members, which, is the same thing as if there were a comma in there and they were separate things.
Well, let's just say two national staff then.
Two national staff. All right. The PNB, how many of those do we want there?
One from each signal area, so five.
That's five. Now... Okay, and committee members. What does that even mean?
Right, because that about on committee members, we already double, right?
I think we sort of came to the conclusion that they didn't really think it through.
That's what I mean.
You're right. Which committee? But that still doesn't prevent us from coming up with a number. And if we, as directors want to amend it, then we'll amend it. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well,
I would worry too much about that.
That's a separate entity.
I mean, if we're up for telling the PNB they need to amend this motion, which I think might be the very best idea, maybe we want to make some recommendations along those lines.
Yeah, I would suggest that. Since you're coming up with a number, or you know, butting your head against craziness.
I mean, we could certainly ask the PNB for clarification. What are you talking about with committee members? We don't have to operate in a vacuum.
Well, I could tell you, if they want to change it, whatever we said, they'll change it. We won't even have to tell them.
Right.
Uh-huh. And so we should do the thing and let them just... No, I think it's much more efficient to ask them, what are they talking about?
Okay, I suggest that we make a proposal to them and ask for their approval of our interpretation of number four, which would be a PMB member from each signal area, that makes five, two national staff members, and two from each LSB, that makes 10, so that's 17 in all. With committee
members... And the affiliate, PB.
Pardon?
Don't forget the affiliate, at least one affiliate member.
Affiliates are not mentioned.
Yeah, but I think that we should... but they're on the Pacifica National Board. Remember, they're on the board.
How many affiliates are on the board?
Two.
Okay. So a PMB member from each signal area plus
right.
an affiliate.
Right.
Plus an affiliate member. Okay, so then we're up to 18.
Mm-hmm.
Then invite committees of both the LSBs and the PMB to reach agreement within each committee of if they have bylaws amendments that they want. And to send them to the task force. Invite the ED and the legal counsel also to send recommendations to the task force. And invite the public to send recommendations to the task force. And the way that that would be done is the way that we said, by soliciting emails and phone feedback with on-air announcements and a website announcement, inviting them to read the bylaws on the Pacific website and to suggest changes that the task force would consider.
Phoebe?
Yes?
Could you read the part about the ED and the legal counsel again? Because I think that since they are in the motion, that they should be, it's up to them whether or not they want to show up. What was your
oh,
language
yeah, you're right.
around them?
Yeah. So they would be, we would request that they send suggestions or recommendations. We will send them the minutes of the meetings with request for feedback. We would read their feedback and discuss it at the meetings if they choose not to be at the meetings.
Right.
If they choose to be at the meetings, that's fine. Also.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's go over these numbers again. A grand total of 10 from the LSBs. Committee members will be allowed. Committee members in the public will be sending in suggestions. It will be the legal counsel and ED. That's 12. Two people from the national staff, that's 14. The PNB would be 5 plus one affiliate. That would make it 20.
Yeah.
And,
right. And also remember to add in there, you remember to put in there to make it a quorum of, I guess we could decide what the quorum is since it's so large.
Like 10 people?
It is critical to put that in there because we don't want to sit around waiting for 11 people. So how about a quorum of, let's say, 8 or so?
Yeah, that sounds good.
How about 7? That would be a little more than a third.
I was going to say five, but that's okay.
No. We don't want to make it too low.
Make it two. Make it one. And each person has their own committee. We'll have 20 different task forces. All right. So, all right, let me see if I can... Phoebe, have you written this down, or...?
Yes.
Ah, good, excellent. Could you email that to the mailing list right now so we can work off that?
Well, I didn't type it up. I wrote it.
It's handwritten down.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's pretty easy to remember, and it's not too hard to keep it in head.
Okay. Aki, I can't hear. What did you say?
I said it's not too hard to remember, those numbers. So it should be okay.
Oh, but we'll need
to. So we're going to go with the seven? What's the seven? Let's decide on the quorum number. 7, 8, 2, 1, none.
Seven is fine.
So we've got 2, 7, 1, 8. What does the fourth person want?
No, I'm not two, obviously. I was kidding.
No, that was a joke. You'll be kidding.
Seven is fine. What we can do is let's make a fast vote. How many people want eight? Well, okay, I'll ask people's names. If you want eight, say eight. So, Nia, yes or no?
Both. It doesn't matter. Whichever way. Somewhere between
care.
Seven and eight, I'm fine.
Okay, Aki, which number do you want?
Door number. Whatever the door number.
You're saying?
Seven.
Whichever one.
Did you say the lower number?
The lower number, he said.
Oh, the lower number, I'm sorry. Okay. Phoebe, which do you want?
Seven.
Okay, and I'm totally agnostic on it. So the two people who have a real opinion say seven, so we'll make the quorum, we'll suggest the quorum be seven. I'll write that down.
And that way you won't have a lot of ties also.
Right.
If you have an odd number.
Okay, all right, so let's go over this thing once more here. Two people from each LSB. Committee members will be making suggestions, but aren't going to be actually attending this thing. The public in all signal areas will do phone calls and emails. The legal counsel and the ED will be a part of it. Two representatives from the national staff. Five directors for the PNB, five plus one affiliate. And the quorum will be seven. We'll suggest that the quorum be seven.
Good.
Is that about right for everybody?
Uh-huh.
Yep, about right. And then one more thing. Should we set our next meeting date before we adjourn? And I think we've done enough for the night. I think we've done the basics.
Right. When would it be?
Okay, we can try setting another meeting date. Let me get up. I have to, again, since my computer is dead, I'm in a different place, and I have to go over to the calendar and look at it. The next meeting of the Governance Committee is June 19th. But June 19th is the June meeting of the Governance Committee. And let me see if I can look at the calendar online and see what's taken up there yet.
Is that a Tuesday?
No, they're Thursdays. The Governance Committee meets on the third Thursday of every month.
Oh, that's the Governance Committee. Okay.
That's the NED. So we should meet before that thing goes on. Okay, May, June. Okay, governance is the 19th. And
June's looking actually pretty open right now. Everyone is looking at calendars, I'm sure.
Yeah, KPFTX is kind of empty. Might want to put it in quickly. Should we meet maybe? Let's say, what days are good for people?
Most days are good.
I won't be able to do June 11th. I'm having a little eye surgery that day.
How about June 5th?
Thursday, June 5th?
June 5th, say?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's good. So it gives us 14 days if we have to meet maybe a couple more times during, I mean, between that meeting and the governance. Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay, sounds good.
So June 5th
hang
here.
Off now. I need to go back. So.
Okay. The proposal's been made to meet on June 5th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time.
Okay.
Is there any objection to that? Okay. Hearing none, I guess we've decided to meet on June 5th at 8:30 p.m. All right.
Good.
Now,
motion to adjourn.
Well, hold on. Let's make sure. Should I write this thing up that we're bringing to the governance committee on Thursday?
I'll type it up and I'll list it as a draft. So
okay.
And I'll put it on the PacGov list. And any of you that don't remember it that way, just let us know.
Okay. Good. Excellent. All right.
Okay. Good talking to you guys.
Yeah.
Good night, everybody.
Motion
thank
adjourned.
You. Yeah, thank you. Motion to adjourn.
Thank you.
All those
in
favor say aye.
Aye, aye.
Aye.
Aye, aye, aye.
Okay. I think we're adjourned. Thank you all.
Bye.
Good night.